You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to Stock Picks of the Day. This morning I was grabbing a cup of coffee from a nearby coffee chain store. I don't know if I can say the name, but I was so confused between a macchiato and a latte and cappuccino and just plain Americano. And I just ended walking out of this shop without buying anything. Because you know why? Choices are hard. And that is precisely why this podcast is your friend, because we make the choices and each of those is great. You don't have to choose anyone. You can choose all or you can choose none, but preferably you would choose all. This is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Nandish Shah of HDFC Securities and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 6 to 12% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Let's run through that list of names very quickly. Britannia Industries has a buy call. Ended trade yesterday at 2,715 rupees. Target we're looking at is 2,869 rupees. Place your stop loss at 2,630 rupees for an upside of 6%. GNFC has a buy call. Ended trade yesterday at 198 rupees. Target 218 rupees. Stop loss at 186 rupees for an upside of 10%. And finally, Methan Alloys has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 505 rupees. Target you should be looking at 566 rupees. Stop loss 468 rupees for an upside of 12%. All right, let's find out what Nandish has to say about the trends set up on Dalal Street. Nifty 50 fell 72 points on Monday as crude oil prices surged more than 10% following Saturday's drone attack on Aramco's production and refining facilities. Weaker rupee against the American dollar also dampened the sentiment. Though Nifty 50 has fallen, it is still trading above its 20-day SMA. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD have been showing strength on the daily as well as the weekly charts for Nifty as well as Bank Nifty. Nifty 50 has been trading in this symmetrical triangle on the daily chart. Last week, we saw that the index was reaching near the higher band of the triangle placed at 11,090 odd levels. That level could act as a short-term resistance. On the derivatives front, we have seen put writing at 10,800 to 11,000 strike prices, which indicates that the index is likely to find strong support around 10,800 levels. Unless Nifty closes below it, the trend would be considered bullish for the markets. On the upside, 11,200 level is likely to act as an immediate resistance where calls have been written. This resistance level also coincides with the 200-day SMA, which is placed at 11,224 levels. As we saw last week, when Nandish spoke about it on the 26th of August, the advanced decline ratio remained positive for the last 8 sessions on the trot. Now, that has happened for the first time after August 2018, where advanced decline ratio remained positive for 11 days in a row. The belief at HDFC Securities is that the outperformance of mid-cap and small-cap indices is likely to continue for the coming days as well. To conclude, the short-term trend for Nifty and Bank Nifty still bullish. Therefore, the advice would be to accumulate longs in the Nifty with a stop loss of 10,800 levels. On the higher side, Nifty could move to the immediate resistance level of 11,200 levels. Any close above 11,200 would result in further short covering, which might push Nifty to even 11,450 levels. The continued belief that mid-cap, small-caps will continue their performance as compared to broader indices will hold for the coming days. Now those names and why they are attractive buy calls today. Britannia Industries stock price has broken out from the consolidation range on the daily chart by closing above the resistance level of 2,711 rupees. The short-term trend of the stock is bullish as the stock price is trading above its 5 and 20-day SMA. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are showing strength in the stock on the daily as well as weekly charts. In the ethanol segment, we have seen long build-up in the stock. Therefore, the recommendation would be to buy Britannia Industries stock for the upside target of 2,869 rupees while keeping a stop loss below 2,630 rupees. That is Britannia Industries with a buy call. Next up, GNFC also with a buy call after forming a double bottom formation around 172 rupees or so. The stock price reversed northward to cross its 5 and 20-day SMA. The stock price has already broken out from the downward sloping trend line, joining the highs of 27th of May and the 9th of August. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are showing strength in the stock. Fertilizer as a sector is looking good on the charts. Therefore, the recommendation would be to buy GNFC for the target of 218 rupees while keeping a stop loss below 186 rupees. That is GNFC with a buy call. Next up, Methan Alloys also has a buy call. Methan Alloys stock price has broken out on the daily chart last week by closing above the resistance level of 469 rupee levels with higher volumes. The stock price closed above the 200-day SMA with higher volumes on Monday. Oscillators like RSI are forming positive divergence in the stock on the daily charts. Therefore, the recommendation would be to buy Methan Alloys for the upside target of 566 rupees while keeping a stop loss below 468 rupees. That is Methan Alloys with a buy call. One last time those names. Britannia Industries with a buy call. End of trade yesterday 2715, target 2869, stop loss 2630, upside of 6%. GNFC with a buy call, target 218, stop loss 186, upside of 10%. Methan Alloys with a buy call as well, target 566, stop loss 468, upside of 12%. That's it. Here's hoping that the second day of the week proves to be doubly lucky to you, and that some of those names that I spoke about bring you some happiness and sunshine on this day, the 17th of September. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.